Fixing Education by Subtle Analogy to Music. We learn to avoid trouble and to have something to say. By writing books or composing audiobooks, we become a little bit more magnificent. Learning music composition is a good example of learning in general. Above all, our education has to be fun and full of color, dance, and foolishness. Tell me that this is not a beautiful wisdom. Imagine learning math with joy, lasers, graffiti, and drones. How long would it take you to grok the formulas if you could see the forces with your own eyes? To get rid of the abstractions, you only need to examine math as code and then search for JavaScript and Node.js tutorials to fly the drones via software. In all the haste, you won't even notice you never learned how to solder, and yet you built dozens of drones out of Raspberry Pis and various drone components. How about being the first person to send an unmanned solar-powered drone across the ocean both ways, Key West to Paris and back, and then some? And as a bonus, the drone lands in the ocean as it recharges its batteries and runs away from anything trying to approach it, tweeting along the way. Music is something that is beautiful to learn because it tickles our ears. For math and electronic engineering to tickle our ears, you need more than a speaker. You need boxes of old drone components and some Raspberry Pis. And at least one project involving the creation of a huge freaking artificial albatross with a targeting system that could gag a mountain goat from 100 feet in the air with, shall we say, a dielectric payload. It is such a tragedy that school is probably faking teaching. And nobody can really tell, probably because nobody knows what a real education really is like. I don't think it's an intentional conspiracy. I think what it is an emergent scholastic mediocrity born from the want of a paycheck. One that emerges out of things like Dance of Lemons and intrinsic paternalism, whatever the hell that is. But all you have to do to push this mediocrity back is accept responsibility for your own education. And that is something you should do anyway. Finally, I just want you to know that everyone is a genius, especially you. And that grades are fake, and they don't matter. They never did. They are not a judge of you. Maybe you could try to help the valedictorians with their speeches. Learn to speak out yourself. Inspire your friends to accept the responsibility for their own education too. Maybe launch some startups together. I am not sure how serious this problem is, but I do trust in the wisdom of people like Sir Ken Robinson and Noam Chomsky. I suspect that it is probably time to stop memorizing and cramming for tests and figure out what real education really is. Because pretending to have learned is very likely one of the major forces behind the fake schooling we see today. Don't drop out. Don't make it easy for the lemons and the liars, and don't let them win. Don't let anybody trick you out of a real education. Growing up is sacred. Figure out what is broken and build a company to try to fix it. Help the world grow.